What's up? The church in USA, Washington. In 1854, four missionaries serving in California were sent to labor in the Washington and Oregon territories. Enough converts joined to form a congregation along the Lewis River. During those early years, dislike for church members was so strong in Washington that when one convert died in 1911, her grave had to be dedicated secretly at night. Many church members helped with Washington's railroad construction in the 1880s. In 1930, church membership in Washington was 1,900, with chapels in Everett, Spokane, Seattle, and Olympia. Temples in Washington include the Seattle, 1980, Spokane, 1999, and Columbia River Washington Temples, 2001. Here are a few facts about the church today in Washington. Membership: 253,166. Missions: 5. Temples: 3. Congregations: 495. Family History Centers: 79. Information from Newsroom at www.lds.org. For the strength of youth, Sudoku. The objective of a regular Sudoku is to fill the 9x9 grid so that each column, each row, and each of the 9 3x3 boxes, also called blocks or regions, contains the digits from 1 to 9 only one time. For this puzzle, instead of numbers, use the following 9 words to complete the puzzle: agency, family, friends, music, dating, purity, honesty, health, faith. For the solution, or to do the puzzle online, go to www.newera.lds.org. You may need assistance with this activity. We are inspired by the courage of each young person who has honored the Sabbath day, kept the word of wisdom, and remained chaste when popular culture has established the opposite as not only acceptable but expected. Elder Donald L. Hallstrom of the 70, Cultivate Righteous Traditions, Ensign, November 2000, page 28. By the numbers: 598. Number of subscribers who have joined the New Era email group. If you'd like to join our email panel, send an email to thenewera@ldschurch.org, letting us know you want to be on our email list. You'll get a monthly N-email, giving you a glimpse of our upcoming issue as well as a chance to make your voice heard by participating in a brief online survey.
The Stormin' Mormons. These three youth from the Edmund Third Ward in Stillwater, Oklahoma, are crazy good wakeboarders. Last summer, Rachel Orgill, Ashley Merkley, and Isaac Cordy entered the Oklahoma City River Wakeboarding Tournament. Just to let everyone know who they were and what they stood for, they made a big poster and individual T-shirts declaring themselves the Stormin' Mormons. They had a great time competing on Saturday, and to their surprise, each one made the tournament finals in their divisions. The problem was, the finals were on Sunday. Without hesitation, all three notified the event coordinators that they would not be competing in the finals because they would be observing the Sabbath. The coordinators were surprised the youth were willing to pay to enter the tournament, and now were giving up sure prizes and placements as finalists. The three friends had the opportunity to explain their decision to many in the crowd and to the other competitors, who overwhelmingly thought it was cool that their convictions were more important to them than winning.
My favorite scripture, 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 4. Even though his brothers made fun of Nephi for wanting to build a ship, when he finished it, both he and his brothers knew it was a good ship. I know the Lord did guide Nephi to build it and to travel by sea to the promised land. Christopher R., 13, Hounslow, England. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Send it to newera@ldschurch.org. End of the section, What's Up?